Well, the Rugby World Cup draw was actually announced overnight. The Wallabies drawing Pool D, and we've only got Wales and Georgia, then Oceania 1 and the Americas 2 in our pool. But a man who's more worried about what happens in Super Rugby this weekend is Kyle Godwin from the Brumbies. G'day, Kyle.
G'day, gents. How are you?
Never know. Mate, you could be there at the World Cup.
Who knows? It's a long time, but a couple more games in between there. But, yeah, hopefully one day.
Yeah, like 2 years, isn't it? It's quite a wait.
Yeah, a long time away, but, it comes around quick.
Yeah, it does come around quickly, mate. The Brumbies, mate, it can always be better. The Aussie teams are struggling, but you're on top of the conference.
Yeah, no, it's quite funny. Who would have thought that on 3 wins that would be leading the Australian conference? The teams are struggling a bit this year, but, it's a good opportunity for us to get another win this weekend.
Why are they struggling, do you think, Kyle? It's been a surprise. Certainly, we're talking a lot to Bernard Foley and just the way the Waratahs have played. It's hard to put the finger on.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not too sure what Bernie said, but I wouldn't know either. I think it's just one of those things that maybe a cycle, who knows. It's a bit concerning, but I think it's just maybe part of a bit of a cycle, hopefully.
Maybe the talent spread a bit thin, Kyle. We know, unfortunately, one Super Rugby franchise has got to go, and you've played at the Force, haven't you?
Yeah, no. As you said, there is a theory that the people think that there is too much talent spread over too many teams. You're obviously struggling to make that final decision between the Brumbies, the Force and the Rebels. It's a tough decision, that one. Obviously, played at the Force for most of my Super Rugby career and loved it there. And, they're a great quality side. So to see them go will be disappointing and very upsetting. But it's a tough decision.
Yeah, it is. Well, the Brumbies are safe. The Queensland Reds are safe. And the Waratahs are safe. Now, mate, you've got the Lions on Friday night, 7:45 at GIO Stadium. Time to get back into the winners list, mate.
No, definitely. This is a must-win for us just to keep the finals hopes alive. So they're a tough side for South Africa, big physical players. We play very quick with great intensity, so it's going to be a great challenge for the boys.
And what's the specifics you've been working on?
For us, we're just little minor details in the bye week, so we feel like we're playing pretty well as a team, and we're just missing a few things here and there just to make that complete game. And hopefully you come away with a win.
And you'll be jumping out of your skin, mate, returning from that broken hand.
Yeah, definitely. So I spent about 4 or 5 weeks on the sidelines, so to get back out, very excited to. Playing in the Brumbies jersey, so looking forward to it.
Is it a bit more civilised now, Kyle? You'll probably get out there with that some sort of protective guard on it. That used to be like a red rag to a bull if you found yourself in the bottom of a ruck. What's it like now?
Yeah, I think probably not as bad as it was back in the old days with the rucking in the morning. I definitely don't come off the game with ruck marks on my back anymore. But there's definitely a bit of a protective pad on there, but hopefully it's not too much of a target.
All right, mate. Well, we wish you well. It's glad to have you back in the Brumbies, and good luck getting back in the Wallaby side, mate. I know you debuted last year for France, so I hope it all goes well. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, mate. Thank you
well
very much.
Well done.